What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
To Amu on third down. Rifles it to the back of the end zone. Touchdown to Powell.
Back live in studio in the Navy Yard near Nats Park. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan, brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murrah.
Oh, let them help you. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Coming up in a little over 20 minutes, the general manager of the Washington Capitals, Chris Patrick, will be with us here on Grant and Danny. Looking forward to talking to him about their upcoming offseason. They made a playoff run into round two. They're going to try to go even further next year. But speaking of playoff runs, we are pleased right now to welcome into the studio the quarterback of the DC Defenders, who are a league best 6-2 and on to the XFL conference championship game. Jordan Ta'amu is with us on Grant and Danny.
Oh, the audience loves it.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. It is awesome to have you on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to still be here. I mean, I should be on a plane back to Dallas, but I'm just happy to be here in DC.
So I don't know if everybody quite understands it, doesn't track this, but you guys stay all week long in Texas.
Yes.
You come in basically four games. You don't stay in the city. So give us an idea of the schedule. When do you guys normally fly in for the DC games, and how does that work?
We basically fly in the day before the game, all the way in Baltimore, and then we drive an hour or so, depending on traffic, to DC. Then we stay in the hotel, go through meetings, stay the night, wake up, play our game. Right after the game, we leave right back to Texas.
Oh, so you guys don't even crash overnight in D.C.?
Don't even crash. So this is the first time, and this is my third year with this team, and this is my first time staying overnight.
First time you've ever stayed overnight?
First time,
So, because you've done it.
After a game. I feel like
post-game, right?
I was going to say, okay, because you've come in for like events or appearances. I've seen you at restaurants or something.
And that's all the day before the game. So it's like I got to do all that stuff in a span of 2 hours before we have meetings.
Wow.
So
So all the teams train in the same basic facility area? How does that work?
We're all in like Arlington, Texas, and then we all like use like different high schools around the town, and we all have a HQ center where we have our meetings and our training and stuff, and we all share the same weight room. So we're all in that Texas Arlington area.
Are there teams that you see more often, and the guys that you kind of get to know, the rivalry type stuff like that?
I don't know. We kind of see everybody. I mean, everyone just kind of has like different meeting times, and so we're all passing each other in the elevator and dabbing people up. But like, that's why we want to win. It's like we're going to see them in the hallway every day. You know, so
the Defenders are going to face off against the St. Louis Battlehawks. XFL Conference Championship game is going to be Sunday, June 8th. The best turnouts in the league, Danny, in the UFL, are generally here in D.C.
And
in
St.
terms
Louis,
of attendance.
It's huge, right?
And St. Louis has been rocking every single year. I think you started there.
Yeah, I started there in 2020. And as soon as the Rams left, they grabbed right onto the St. Louis Battlehawks.
They play it. I don't know if it's still called Edward Jones Dome, but they play in the dome downtown.
They play in the dome, yep.
Where the Rams did.
America's Dome.
And they
That's
would get
crazy.
Like 40,000 people.
That's crazy.
And it's a pretty great atmosphere. Yes. So you were on that roster originally with Heinicke.
Yeah, Heinicke, yep. Me and Heinicke, me and him were on that
roster.
He
was your backup.
Yeah, he was.
And then he ended up starting here, and you ended up on that in that Commanders quarterback room at one point.
Yeah, I was. I was with them when someone got COVID and I jumped in, and then got to see Taylor again. It was awesome. Very, very great dude. Smart guy.
That's such a cool thing, man. Yeah. What are some of the other cities where you go, that's a great environment? Obviously, St. Louis, here's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Other places that you guys go?
I'll probably have to say, I mean, the Dallas team had a good crowd, Arlington, back home. And then
that's probably an easy travel week.
Yeah, easy travel week. It's the best. I mean, we get to right after the game, we get to stay there and hang out. It's awesome. Our families, we can finally hang out with our families if they come and visit. What else? I mean, DC and St. Louis is like the top two out of all the leagues out here that give us.
I feel like the people that go to the Defenders games absolutely have a blast.
Yes,
they love it. The environment is amazing. I got season tickets this year. The start times haven't worked for me to take my little guy. I got a 4-year-old. But we finally got out to the noon game this year. They got another Friday night one coming up in a couple weeks. So that'll be dad and the boys going out. It's not going to be him, right? But I feel like the people that go love it. For me, it's just about getting more people to go out and experience it.
Yeah.
Whether it's spring football or they just have other things going on. I just think if you get them there, they seem to like it. But what's your take on Audi Field and the way that it's kind of materialized?
Yeah, I mean, I love the Audi Field. The first time I played in, I actually played in here 2020 on the St. Louis team, and the atmosphere was amazing. And just seeing the beer snake and seeing the fan smile and seeing the costumes and the posters they make, they make my day every year. And it's something new, something different. And if you haven't experienced a DC game, you have to go because it's a lot of fun. You know, our marketing team does a great job of, you know, pushing it out there and making it super fun for fans to come in here and enjoy and meet the players and for us to, you know, kind of give back to the community. And that's the only way we can is during the games because we don't stay here. So it's just a lot of fun to see the crowd get rowdy, the beer snake and everything. So it's atmosphere 10 out of 10.
What surprised you about that? Like I'm from the DC area. I've never said, you know what DC is going to do when we get a team? We'll have a beer snake. That never occurred to me, and that's now like our thing that we're known for. Like what's kind of taking you by surprise in that regard?
Definitely that and the lemons.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those things combined, that combination is such a weird combination that no one expected it, which is you know, made us that much more popular because of the lemons and the beer snakes. So just seeing that and, you know, our players getting rowdy off of that. I mean, we feed off of that and each week and even each play, it just helps us. I don't know. It just gets us more excited.
Jordan Tamu in studio with us is the front runner for the UFL MVP award. He's leading the league in passing yards and touchdowns and in total yards this season. And a big reason why the Defenders are off to a 6-2 start. You guys found out right before the start of the season that your head coach was leaving. He got a college job.
Yeah.
And we've had Reggie in studio many times. Reggie Barlow left, and some of the assistants were leaving as well. Greg Williams was out. How soon before kickoff was that? Take me back. I forget.
It was like a week, honestly, like right before the season was starting. I mean, he kind of told us that, you know, he was going to take some meetings and stuff, and he was honest up front with everything. And, you know, we're very happy for him. We wanted him to. That's kind of what this point of the league is for opportunities, and he's getting that opportunity. So we wanted him to, you know, kind of get out and make more money. But it was definitely a shock for everybody. But you know, we pushed through. You know, Shannon Harris stepped up and rallied the team up, and you know, without him, we would not be the team we are today because he took Barlow's spot and ran with it. And what he believed in, what Barlow believed in, he carried that on and carried that legacy. And he's become a great coach.
I think that's what I've turned, you know, for me, I got into the league originally. We were calling the games on the radio station. But what I like about it now so much as a viewer is you guys are all scratching and clawing for another shot.
Yes.
Like, to me, there's a romanticism to that that is awesome. My pops came out to the game for the first time this weekend. And he's like, how many of these guys will be in the NFL? How many guys in the NFL right now are in the league? And I'm kind of giving them the numbers. And it's an uphill battle, obviously.
Yeah,
like, you've gotten a couple chances. There's receivers you threw to the last couple of years.
Yep.
They're on practice squads. But this is the best way. I mean, it's kind of the only way at this point. Can you speak to, for people that maybe don't follow it, like what this league is in terms of a last opportunity?
Yeah, this league is, you know, a league of opportunity. Like I said, I mean, if I could write a book, my title would be Opportunity because every time I get that chance to showcase myself, showcase my talents, I will do it. And, you know, it's not only for the players, but the coaches as well. And it's just for everybody. I mean, it creates job opportunities for us too, to kind of keep playing the sport we love, and then also to reach our goal. We're playing live games against top level talent in the spring. So guys that played in the NFL, that could be in the NFL, but the rosters are so slim that they, you know, drop down to the UFL. And I feel like, you know, this is just another chance for us to showcase that, hey, we can still play, that we can still, you know, do what we need to do to be at that top level, that top 1%. And that's our goal, is to showcase that and, you know, be the top in this league so we can, you know, be a part of the NFL.
Have you gotten feedback from folks at that NFL level saying, here's what we'd like to see from you in terms of milestones, growth, et cetera?
Yeah, I've talked to my agent and stuff, and, you know, what he's heard from other coaches and stuff, you know, kind of just throughout the, not only this year, but throughout the years, is that, hey, Jordan needs to work on this, this, and this. And I've been, you know, during the offseason and during the season, that's what I've been strongly focusing on, just to show that, hey, I can still play. I can still, you know, read defenses. I can, you still run. I can, you know, do it all. So the more I have to prove people wrong, the better. And I've always, you know, played well under pressure and always played well when I needed to.
Jordan Ta'amu this year, thrown, ran, caught a touchdown, coming off 240 through the air and a couple of touchdowns and a 33-30 win over Arlington this past weekend. So the playoffs are in the, you know, offing here. They're a couple weeks out. You guys still have the game coming up this weekend on the road. You have a 4 o'clock game against the Houston Roughnecks.
Yep.
And then you're playing one final game against the Battle Hawks here. You're going to end up playing there for the conference championship.
Yeah.
Which is just an unfortunate thing. Audi Field doesn't have the ability to allow you guys to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have dealt with adversity all year long. I mean, what's your thought on that as the number one team in the league? If you beat them again,
right,
you'll have the tiebreaker, and you're still going to be playing a conference title game in their building.
Yeah, I've expressed it like right after the game. You know, they asked that same question. It's just very, you know, difficult, or, you know, kind of hard for us to kind of swallow that, you know, just not being able to play back in D.C., you know, because that fan, it just adds another – it adds a 12th person on that field for us, for any team, honestly, even in St. Louis. So – I mean, their atmosphere is rowdy, and they can get loud, and it's just going to, you know, create chaos not only for us, but, you know, for them as well. So I've, you know, I kind of shared my emotions about it already, and I just think we just need to play in a neutral spot, maybe in Arlington, save a lot of money, but I don't know what they're thinking.
So what do you think about this? So essentially, to me, what it seems like is they know that if it's in D.C., which you guys have earned.
Right.
There'd be 15,000 people. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If it's in St. Louis, there's going to be a ton of people.
Yeah.
It's going to look awesome on TV. There's going to be a great atmosphere. The neutral site games they've played in Texas have just not done as well, I don't think, with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, maybe they have a real reason, but that would be, to me, that they want an awesome atmosphere there for
the
conference.
Yeah, they want to present the best product. Yeah.
Well, these guys are getting screwed.
Yeah, it screws them over.
Because you're playing on the road at a team you're better than at that point.
And we're supposed to be the home team, so I don't know how they're going to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, just don't let St. Louis fans in. I think that'd be easy.
But I totally get that the league still is in the – they have to do some things that work for them too,
right?
Because there is this element of trying to grow the brand, grow the league.
Yeah.
I get that. But at the same time, you can't do the team wrong, which it feels like
They're doing that.
Yeah.
It seems like they can and are. Yeah, that's that would be tough to swallow. But I would. Do you guys think you can view that as – that's another roadblock. That's another. Yeah, that's a chip on our shoulder. Like, we're getting screwed here.
I mean, we had one word, you know, throughout this whole season is good. Something went wrong. Good. Our coaches leave. Good. And, you know, just watching that video over and over, this is another obstacle. Good. No matter what's going to happen in front of us, I think we're going to overcome that obstacle. No matter how big, how small, I think our team already established that and identified who we are. Good. We're gonna play what's in front of us, and I think all of us are excited about it.
Yeah, I love that. That came out, the video of Coach in the locker room after.
Yeah.
And you could tell you guys do it, but it would be like, oh, we're down 7 points. Good. We turn the ball over. Good. It's just great.
Yeah.
That's
you're going to hear that again, by the way. It's coming up on our show somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I like it. All right, I want – let's have a little fun here. So we've got some producers behind the scenes here, Darius and Ryan and Toby.
All right.
So what I want to do here is I want you to call the play in the huddle.
Okay.
I need you to give us the wordiest, longest, worst – play to memorize in the world that you can, and then Ryan will go one by one, but they have to spit the play back out to you. You're like calling the play into his headset.
Yeah, I mean, all right, I can do a little something.
All right, so here, let's get in on that mic. All right, so you're giving the play to Ryan into his headset here.
Now, I was not prepared for this. Here we go. Let's go. Empty right. F across. 51. Y under. All go. Alert. Lady.
All right, boys. Let's go. Let's get this thing going. 50 across.
No.
Y right.
Nope.
Was 50 across was not in
51
that play.
Was F-51.
51 right. Was the protection, but yeah. 50 across was close.
I had it halfway through there if you guys gave me a chance.
Oh, where's the 50. Formation at? Where's the formation at? I need the formation.
Yeah, nobody knows where to line up, brother.
Yeah, brother. Come on.
Just someone to get open downfield. I got you.
All right, Toby, you're
do
up.
That in the huddle. That works great.
Toby, it's your turn. All right. By the way, one of the coolest things, if you guys haven't watched the UFL, is you can actually hear every play get called.
Yeah.
The interaction between the coach and the quarterback often. All right, so Toby's your new QB here.
All right, you ready? Another play. Let's go. Pro right Zen. All right, pro right Zen. Philly 46, Y climb.
Pro right Zen, Philly 46, right climb.
Why? But yeah, that's close.
Okay, that was better.
I'll take that. Toby, I'll take that.
Got a
I'll
shot. Take that. He's a... Who's ahead of who on the depth chart here? Toby or Ryan? I think
Toby's
might.
Up. Toby's up.
Yeah, he's got him. All right, Darius. You're the last one. Now, he's a Madden guy. Darius runs a Madden league.
Yeah.
I think that could help him with memorization.
Or not.
I'm not. Or possibly not. Nobody knows.
You ready?
Let's go.
All right, let's go. Trips right. Zoe. Philly 71. Stick. Alert. All Gators.
Oh, boy. trips right. Seven right. Zoe. All Gators go.
Dude, that was half right.
There's some stuff. Yeah. There's so many alligators for some reason.
Is the terminology in the UFL, do you guys, like, are you your wristband or no?
No, we just headset. Yeah.
Okay, so he's calling it like you are.
Yeah.
Right into you. You're spitting all that out in the huddle.
Yeah. All in the huddle. And then usually, you know, we have like our receivers, some of our receivers have that headset in their helmet as well. So they can just stay out there and hear the play call. And you know,
oh, that's cool
fast.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Why not just go straight wristband where, like, I'm on the walkie talkie and I'm going 42, and then you can just look at 42 and call it?
We want to move fast. I mean, that's our game plan is the, you know, tempo, no huddle. Don't even give the defense time to set up or really identify, you know, what we're in. And, you know, that's our offense is just moving fast.
But wouldn't it be quicker to just say the number than all those words? Now, I mean, you have to say the words, but like,
But if everyone has a wristband, it's just 42. You go to 42.
Well, but I don't know. I mean, can everyone wear a wristband? Normally, there's rules on who can wear it. I don't know.
No, I think everyone can, but I think you know, I think Kais is very superstitious about his plays being out and about like that. You know what I mean?
And this is your third year with him.
Yes.
So, what's that system like? Describe kind of the offense and your relationship with Kais.
Yeah, I love Coach Kais. Me and him, you know, built a relationship over the years where. If I see something out on the field and want to change it, I have the 100% a green light. And, you know, he won't argue with me. He just wants to, like, hey, why did you do that? And I would tell him. He said, okay, that's all I need to know. So, you know, our offense is, you know, I love it. Every week we go into something different and we watch film and he's in there 24/7 just looking at the board. I mean, there's a whole board filled with, you know, plays and different things he wants to do, and he's just staring at that thing. And I come in there, I'm like, hey, what are you thinking, coach? And he's like, hey, Jordan, like, I'm thinking this. And the fact that, you know, his brain is just all over the place and that we're always on the same page. Whenever I know when he's about to call something and he doesn't finish it, I can finish it because that's how much of a connection we have. If he's thinking about something, hey, like, I'm thinking about this, I said, I like it, let's do it. Or if I'm comfortable changing the play, he's like, hey, Jordan, like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, I like it. Or I'm like, hey, like, what if we ran this play? So our relationship is so super healthy with that. And I love the flexibility to be able to change that.
Who wins a race? 2025, 27-year-old Jordan Tamu, or 2019 at the Combine, Jordan Tamu in the 40? Who runs a better 40?
I was a little hurt 2019 running the Combine. Not a lot of people know that, but that would be a tough one. I'll say right now.
Right now?
Yeah. I feel a lot stronger.
Combine, do you have the timer there?
4.77 was our
you're
combine.
Faster. Yeah,
I think you're faster than that.
That's what I'm
saying. Faster than
that's what I'm saying. I was a little banged up during that, so I'm a lot faster.
Vertical the same or worse?
Probably better.
Better now?
Better. Yes. Didn't look like it, but it's, yeah, it is.
I don't remember, you know, watching the play, if it was a pop pass or if it was a handoff, but you guys went with like the trick play double pass,
right?
Backside, you caught the ball this week.
Yeah, it was a little toss up. I mean, in this league where you can, you know, so pass the ball forward.
Was that considered a double pass?
Yes.
So in the UFL, you can do two forward passes.
Yes, as long as it's behind the line.
Yep.
As long as
it's the pop pass instead of having to toss it backwards.
Yes.
And you guys pulled that off.
Yeah, we
practiced
that
rule. I don't know if you think that would be good for the league. The other one I want is the 4th and 15 instead of an onside kick.
Yep.
Have you guys had any of those this year?
Yeah, not this year, but we had it last year.
I remember that.
Honestly, I mean, against Arlington and Arlington again, another comeback that we had. And we accomplished that 4th and 12 or 4th and 15, whatever it is, and came down and won the game. So I like that rule a lot. I like the double forward pass. It just, you know, it gets, you know, the offense coordinator kind of creative mindset, and love the play we ran.
Why wouldn't that be better than an onside kick in the NFL?
And
the UFL has that right.
Well, one you can get sometimes.
Yes.
And it's a football play. The other is this weird, you have to announce our intention to get something that's less than 5% of the time. Doesn't make sense to me anymore.
Anything else from the UFL? You spent so much time with different NFL teams that you think should be a part of the National Football League?
I like the extra points. The 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of creates
more scoring possibilities.
Yeah, a little more scoring possibilities. More actions, more trick plays you can see.
1 from the 2.
Yep.
2 from the 3.
2 from the 5.
Oh, 2 from the 5, 3 from the 10.
3 from the 10, yeah.
Yeah. And like no that. Extra points at all, no kicking.
No extra points. Just,
which is awesome.
They can just kick field goals. Yeah, no PATs.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that eventually, but I mean, the league is just so worried about getting rid of like a job, right? The kicking extra point, especially moving it back to the 33. It's actually now kind of interesting.
Yeah.
There's some missed extra points. I will say the kicking in the UFL is awesome. You guys have a great kicker.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Matt McCrane, he's awesome. Hasn't kicked the field goal in 3 games because our offense has been scoring, but he's a great guy.
You're probably not complaining about that, I guess, right?
Yeah. He's definitely not. But whenever we need him, he comes in clutch all the time. Matty Ice.
Jordan Ta'amu of the UFL leading DC Defenders. Their next home game is Friday night, a week from this Friday. So a couple of weeks out, they'll round out the regular season schedule, and then they're on to the conference championship game against the Battle Hawks. Congrats on a strong season, man. Finish up.
Thank you. Stay healthy
and go get them in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. That's the goal. Appreciate you, DC. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Audience loves that. It's exciting.
Audience is fired
audience
up.
Is into it.
By the way, you smell amazing. What's your cologne?
Thank you. Right now it's the Dior.
Dior.
Yep.
Yeah.
Downwind right here is good.
I said Dior bottle, like I know what that means.
You're like, yeah, Dior.
Yeah, Dior.
Right.
Sure. I've got that. I chose not to wear it today. But
we have to have a conversation about our DC handsome athlete rankings, too.
Oh.
Now that he's sitting right here.
Really?
Good Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amu. Making
top of the list.
That's a handsome dude.
Very good. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
And you go over to Nats Park and give him heck.
Yeah, I will.
He's going to be shouting play ball tonight.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'll see you over there.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. The GM of the Capitals, Chris Patrick, joins us next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline right now. The most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And a big thanks in order to Chris Patrick, the GM of the Capitals, kind enough to carve out a few minutes for us today after the Caps season came to an end sooner than we would have wanted last week to look ahead to the offseason, look back at the year that was. Chris, it's Grant and Danny. We appreciate you. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Very well,
doing
man.
Very
thank you.
Very well.
Chris, this is such a strange year. Maybe it's just hockey happened. You could educate me on that. But the teams with the foremost points are watching the playoffs just like the rest of us. That seems really unusual. What do you make of that? What do you make of this kind of, topsy-turvy season in hockey?
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's kind of hockey playoffs. It's when you get down to the final 16, really any of those teams can go on a run and make and do some damage. And I think it sounds cliche. Everybody goes back to 0 points, but it really does go that way. And there's momentum swings and there's bounces and calls and posts and so really it's. It's the hardest trophy to win for a reason, and part of that reason is because it really is. There's any team can beat any other team in a 7-game series, as we've kind of seen, throughout this playoff. So it's kind of how it goes, and it's just a tough pill to swallow for management and fans of teams that put together really good seasons like we did. It's disappointing. You hate to see it end that way, but it makes it all the sweeter when you do punch through to the end, if you ever get lucky to do it.
Caps GM Chris Patrick. Chris, I saw a quote from you yesterday saying basically that Carolina in round two just out-executed you guys in some spots. Where do you think you guys failed to execute, essentially, and where were they just a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in tight series like that, it comes down to scoring on your chances or not. And like, I look at games three and games four down there where I thought, you couldn't have drawn up a better opening 10 minutes on the road in a tough building against a really good team. And, we had some really good looks, had some breakaways that goalie makes a save and hit some posts and some shots that, goalie gets enough of it, gets through, but doesn't go in. And then, as the game plays on, they get a couple good looks at us, and the puck is behind our guy, and that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. I think, too, they did a really good job of sticking to their game plan and executing and making it hard on us and making us have to work hard to earn any chance we got. And so, some of those games it got to the point where it felt like, I think in game three it was 0-0 about halfway through the game. It really felt like the first team to score is going to get a huge bump here and just be able to try to hold on to the lead, and unfortunately they're the ones to score first. And they they play a different style, as has been, you know, well covered by everybody around the league, but they do a great job of sticking to their style and trust themselves. And so at the end of the day, you know, they got a few more behind us than we got behind them, and unfortunately, the series ended earlier than we hoped.
Chris, probably an impossible question, but just would love to get your perspective on it. What do you feel like the key is to winning in the postseason consistently and getting through multiple rounds, as Carolina has done here over the last few seasons? And then how far away do you think Washington is right now from being able to execute that kind of vision?
Yeah, you know, I think we've always, for us, the way we've approached it is always trying to have a team with as few weaknesses as possible. I mean, you want to have ideally a four-line team with three sets or three pairs of D that can all play, you know, pretty much all situations, and you don't have to worry about, you know, you always worry about matchups, but you don't have to really try to hide any certain line from a certain matchup. It just makes it easier on the coaches, it makes it easier on the players, And I think that's one of Carolina's strengths is they do have, four lines that can all play, you know, fairly reliable minutes for them. And I think for us, that's probably an area where we need to look to improve. I mean, I think we found real consistent lines. You know, I think our top six, the personnel moved around, but it was kind of the same six or seven people. And then you had Nick Dowd's line that was fairly consistent all year. And then the, you know, for lack of a better term, the third line, we tried a lot of different looks to try to get a line that we felt like could go out there and play, you know, reliable minutes for you. Cause in the playoffs, eventually every line is going to have to take some hard shifts against the other team's best line, and you're going to have to get out of it unscathed. And then, on the other hand, you're also going to want to try to get some matchups where you can maybe get your top line against the other team's fourth line. So your third and fourth line are going to have to play minutes against the other team's top line. And I think as the playoffs went on, we had a harder time doing that. And so I think for as far as addressing that issue going forward, I think that's definitely a key for us, is trying to just have that the depth in our lineup through our forward lines and our decor. And I think we're, you know, fairly close to it. I think for most of the season, we had a pretty good four line team. And I just think when we got towards the end there against Carolina, it started getting exposed a little bit. And obviously too, the injury to Martin Fairvari was a big loss. He's a huge part of our D group and helped give us the three D pairs that you can put out in pretty much any situation. And so losing him was really hurt our ability to do that.
Caps GM Chris Patrick on Grant and Denny. Speaking of that third line, Lars Eller was a cup hero in 18, and he will always be in Caps fans' hearts for that reason. But he struggled in this Carolina series and just offensively down the stretch. In the end, you guys made the decision to tweak some things. You move Mikey over to center off the wing, and that third line was very fast, very small, but, you know, Mangiapane, McMichael, and Eller, and Leonard. And I thought they had their best line game of the series, and maybe in a couple weeks in that elimination game. I'm just curious, I guess, two-parter. I know you don't do the lineup, so I understand that, but was there, when you look back, do you think maybe trying that sooner would have made sense, or was the hesitation to move McMichael off the wing playing so well reasonable for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was all season. I think that was a little bit of the hesitation. I mean, when you see how well, you know, the Strome line and the Dubois line is playing with Connor on the wing, you know, you really don't want to, you know, mess up that, that success. And you hope you can find other solutions so we can keep our top six lines kind of humming along. And then in the playoffs, I think it's definitely something they thought about at different points. I mean, I think waiting until game five, you know, in game three, I actually thought the Lars's line had a pretty good game, probably their best line, best game of the series. So, you feel more comfortable going back to them with in game four and keeping Connor on the wing. But then after game four, I think it felt like we needed to definitely do something. We're in a situation where it's kind of all hands on deck and we need to do something a little more drastic. So that's where we made the change on putting Mikey in the middle.
Chris Patrick with us here on G&D. The Ovechkin goal chase is just such, I mean, Chris, you're from around here, obviously grew up playing hockey. I can't believe I saw that. I cannot believe someone beat Wayne Gretzky's goal record in my lifetime. And it happened in an era that's as tough or more difficult to score in as it's ever been. Do you, like, just looking back on that now, obviously it wouldn't change anything. It was incredible. He set the record. How much of a challenge was that, do you think, for the team and some of his teammates and kind of that constant vigilance about it, the drain maybe, and the focus that it took? Just, you know, not making an excuse, but obviously you go for that. But what do you think that took out of the guys, if at all?
Yeah, I guess I don't think it took a lot out of them, and I think that's kind of a testament to Alex and to the group we have. I mean, O didn't let that become the storyline around the team until basically he couldn't not let it be the storyline, you know, until we got down to like, okay, we're within like six or five goals here, like, and now it felt like that was the pervasive thing. And I remember thinking at the time, I think when we got down to, you know, maybe right before that Chicago game, because he scored in Boston, we go down to Carolina, and he scores there, I think. And then we're going into that Chicago game, and now, like, this thing's in reach. And that was the first time I felt like it's like there's a lot of kind of external noise around the team. There's a lot of people on our staff that are having to do a lot of extra work. You know, than they would normally do in a regular season, and it's starting to feel like, you know, some more pressure. But the fact that we got, it was two games where we had to deal with that versus 15, 20, 25, to me, that's Alex saying, hey, I'm about the team, I'm about winning hockey games. And that's our group also being like, hey, we want Alex to get this thing, we're all in on it. And really, I mean, once it finally happened for all those guys, like, I can't imagine what it must be like for those guys to be able to say, hey, I was on the bench when Alex scored that goal, or I was on the ice when Alex scored that goal, and got to get out there and get in the big pile and celebrate. That's potentially, you know, we'll never see that again, and no other player will be able to say that again. So really fun for our group to reach that summit with him at the end of this year.
Chris, let's look ahead to the offseason, if you don't mind, kind of a blueprint of what lies ahead now for you guys as you try. Last year you got to round one, this year to round two. You go even further, hopefully, next year. One question I have, just to clear something up. So with Backstrom and Oshie on LTIR this year, you guys obviously got cap relief for that right away this season. But it's my understanding that you didn't have all of their salaries off the books, that some of it was still against the cap. Is there more cap relief coming with those guys both hitting now essentially free agency and you know, their contracts being up, or did you already get all the relief you're going to get?
Yeah, I would look at it as Oshie and Backstrom being on LTI kind of allowed us to make the moves we made last summer. You know, it gave us the ability to bring in Dubois at 8.5 and to sign Matt Roy at 5.75 and to bring in Andrew Mangiapane at 5.8. So we use a lot of that space going into this year, and then now that those contracts are off the books, it doesn't necessarily mean, oh yeah, we've got, you know, another $15 million to spend. It's kind of been accounted for. And then, you know, some of the signings we made this in season with Jacob Chychrun, the two goalies, Nick Dowd. So that eats into it too. So, you know, we definitely have probably more space than we've ever had going into an off season since COVID, with the cap going up, and you know, depending on what we do with some of our existing UFAs, and we'll look to see if we can put it to good use. You know, I think the D group's obviously pretty set. They're all under contract for next year, but you know, I think up front, you know, as Mac and I kind of said yesterday, I think if we could look for some help on the scoring front or somebody that can come in and help solidify the third line or both, I think those are areas we'd like to put some money to work in. And the trick is, you know, I with the guidance the league gave over for the salary cap over the next 3 years, which has never happened, you know, agents are good at what they do for a reason. So they're going to use that information to really push teams to have to spend to the max. And I think there's a lot of teams that have also come out and said we want to be aggressive this summer. We've seen what Dallas and what Florida and what Vegas and what Washington has done by kind of building on the fly, by, you know, signing guys and trading for guys. So there could be a lot of teams chasing, you know, a few players, and and that's when the prices start going up. So we'll just have to see, you know, if we'll be able to participate in that or not.
Yeah, cap goes up each of the next 3 years exponentially. It's exploding. So for people that don't track it very often, you know, Backstrom and Oshie off the books, but the free agents, and you guys don't have many, because to your credit, as you said, you've already been working at this. Between the two goaltenders and Dowd, you got a lot done during the season. So it's just Mangiapane, who made almost $6 million, Lars Eller, and then Bevilier and Radish. Am I speaking out of school to say Bevilier would be the priority here after the postseason he had as a trade deadline pickup to bring him back?
Yeah, he did a really good job. You know, I think all the guys, you know, it's a lot easier to make decisions on guys like that when you've seen how they work in your group and the coaches are comfortable with how they use them. You know, I think it's just going to come down to having to make, you know, kind of fiscal decisions on you know, what we're going to spend on the other positions. Are we going to use younger guys in certain positions? And then how those guys, how they are UFA guys fit in there. But, yeah, certainly really, really happy with how he played. And I know from talking to him here after the season ended, he'd really like to stay and be part of this. He loved getting, integrated with the group, and he loved his time in DC. So, yeah, we'll just have to stay in touch with him on that and keep working moving forward.
Chris, really appreciate you joining us, man. Have a great off season, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, guys. And, yeah, hopefully we talk at some point before next season starts.
Yeah, yes, sir. Definitely will.
Always
we
welcome, man.
To it. It should be a fun offseason. Chris Patrick, GM of the Capitals on Grant and Danny. They got some work to do to try to take one more step now closer to getting back to the Stanley Cup. We're taking you up to 6:15, and Nats pregame on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
G&D taking you up to 6:15 and pregame of Nats baseball. They got the Braves in town tonight. 6:45 first pitch. A gorgeous evening for sport in the nation's capital. It's been a busy show. A lot on the docket today. If you missed Robert White, the council member from D.C., who is a no-go on the stadium as of right now, go back and podcast that when we are done, thefandc.com. We had the Defenders quarterback Jordan Ta'amu in studio as well. Enjoyed him calling plays for the fellas to try to regurgitate. And then we just had Chris Patrick on the program, GM of the Capitals. All available for you, grantanddanny.com, when we are done. They're in a pretty good spot going into the offseason. We didn't have enough time. We were running a little late to get into the system. They just sent Andrew Crystal, one of their top prospects, to Hershey to finish out the postseason run with the Bears. So he could be in line for the NHL next year. But between the youth that they can promote and give a couple of guys shots for speed and exuberance yep. coming up from the minor leagues, and then the money that they do have to spend, they should be able, if they want to, he made it sound like they want a goal scorer. Go get yourself one more top six, maybe top nine player who can score 25 goals, something like that, and go back to the well next season and see where it gets you. I'd also like to see them tweak the defense. He said they're pretty set. I think he meant contract-wise. There's no free agents there. But we talked about this last week. They could trade one of those defensemen That's if right. they wanted to and maybe bring in someone who could skate a little bit and give them a little more speed on the blue line. That would be a priority for me coming out of that Carolina series. It's not just the speed. It's just the ability to move the puck, to skate a little bit. More of a Rasmus Sandin-type defenseman might be able to help them.
Yeah, I mean, so you look at the salaries, then you go, well, you're pretty landlocked on defense. I mean, that's kind of your point, right? Is that that would be the mechanism you'd have to do to sort of change that makeup there. I mean, they've got the handful of guys under contract, but you could move somebody around. You want to sort of reshape, in real time. To me, that Farivari injury, I think we probably underrated it as to how big of an impact it was going to have. Not necessarily for the Montreal series, but for that Carolina series, just kind of given the style. They really could have used him
totally.
Playing you know, heavy minutes in that series.
Speaking for myself, the reason I didn't bring it up much is you just get told you're making excuses. And it's an explanation, but it's a real thing. I mean, he was a massive loss. Now, every team's dealing with injuries. Some mm-hmm. are bigger than others. But if you remember, at the start of the playoffs, we were so invested in Alexi Protas. When's he going to be back? How deep into the series? How big of a loss is that going to be? Heck, if you go all the way back to game one, we didn't even know if Logan Thompson was back yet.
That's right.
It turned out he was perfectly fine, and he played really well in the Montreal series, and he was ready to go in game one. But everyone, I think, was so busy talking about Protas and Thompson that, to your point, Farivari got hurt, and it was very, very serious, and to the point where it was going to go deep into the offseason. They already knew right away he's out for the rest of the year, and that had not hit the web yet. I mean, nobody in the fan base knew that at that point, but I just think it was kind of almost the distraction of talking about the other two guys, and nobody really knew how serious the Farivari injury was, so we didn't pay as much attention to that.
You know, if he plays, doesn't mean you all of a sudden are winning in six games, or you wouldn't have lost the way that you did. But I would have loved to have seen it, as I guess my only point. That is a weapon to deploy, especially against what Carolina does.
Especially, like you said, that matchup. Alexiev's a bigger, physical guy, doesn't really skate nearly as well as Farivari. And so against Montreal, you can lean on them, you can hit them. But you saw it. They started playing Alexiev way fewer minutes.
Yep.
As that series went on, I think they saw either a couple of the turnovers, a couple of things they didn't like. By the way, we didn't mention this on the show yet. I guess we could have brought it up with Chris Patrick, although we were tight on time. But you saw Alexander Alexiev got arrested in Arlington?
Yes, was pepper sprayed at 3:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning on Clarendon Boulevard.
This weekend?
Yes. According to the report, allegedly, whatever I have to say.
I think you said everything you need to say.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so they were partying. And he was out on the street and pulled off of somebody. They were getting into a fight or something and pepper sprayed. So not the best start to his offseason.
No, I would say. Yeah, for a guy that may have been on the fringe of coming back, I don't know that helps you.
Also, I mean, when the only charge is, and I'm not saying this is a good thing, but it was a drunken public and basically spend the night overnight in Arlington in a jail, and then you're free. It's not something that's going to lead our show, probably. It's not the, maybe, I don't know if I should say this, the biggest deal in the world, but hey, let's act like a professional. Let's not get in trouble. Let's not go out in Arlington and get arrested. And there are better ways, I would say, to follow up the week where your minutes were being reduced as the playoffs went along.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good summary. I mean, again, according to witnesses, it was a big fight, and he was pepper sprayed and detained. And so, again, that's probably not the best thing. I think you said it very well.
NFL meetings continuing in West Palm Beach. Got an update for you. There's some news coming out. We will get you that in just a moment. And then we will get you the leadoff at an Nats baseball. It's Grant and Danny on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.